Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Troy Shepherd, I'm Jewish too. And I'm actually not. I'm Jewish because I'm from Cape Town. But what is your story? How you key into this stuff? That's just brilliant. Just brilliant.
Thank you so much, man. I think you should try to be Jewish, man. I think it would be better for you.
Listen.
Try to be Jewish.
That would be a total betrayal of self. That would just, you know what it's like. You've got this Cape Town thing, Joburg, going really well. You understand that there is no ways that a Cape Townian who could be living in Joburg even for 30 years could refer to themselves as Johannesburgers. Just, it's not going to happen.
Not even 5 minutes, they'll survive, man.
Listen, Troy, I've tried to Google you. I've spent inordinate amount of time trying to find out your backstory, and you've done a really good job of hiding it because, there's great articles about the posts that you do. I know nothing about you. I looked at your name, Troy Shepherd. So I thought, hey, here's a white Hilton boy. Turns out that's not the case. What's your story, man?
Oh, man. Well, first, I'm Jewish. No, man. Troy's just a kid that went viral by accident, man.
Are you serious?
I was just making fun with my friends, you know, sending them videos, and they just decided to put me on their statuses, and, you know, I was going viral WhatsApp statuses, people's WhatsApp groups, you know. And yeah, I just started from there. People tell me, post, you should post. I had a friend, Nicholas, that's like, dude, there's this thing called YouTube and Vine before TikTok. Like,
yeah.
You should try that. And I was like, oh, I don't know, dude. I like being funny, you know, at the back of the class. You know,
yes.
I don't think,
yes.
You know, I want to do that. But then, yeah, man, that's where it started in terms of like the TikTok stuff, you know, or the social media things.
But how do you just, you're so accurate. You've just got it down pat. I mean, I'm sure I could have a discussion with you about like Woolies chickens. You'd get it. You'd understand the place that a Woolies chicken has in a white South African's existence. Where's that, like how? I don't get it.
Oh, man, I think growing up in a white area, I grew up in the Vaal, which is an hour away from Joburg.
Okay, that's fascinating.
I did spend a lot of time in Joburg, man. Like, I lived there 3 years. I went to uni there.
Yeah.
But most of my friends growing up were white. So, yeah, you know, white. I love how I'm saying it, they're white.
Completely. You know? That's why I'm laughing. And I'm just wondering, you're getting away with murder here, because in another era, another time, they would have roasted you for, like, I don't know, cultural appropriation and got all hectic. But it isn't. It's just funny, really funny.
Yeah.
Somehow you don't cross the line, and I don't know where it is or why. Do you know?
I think it's because I embed myself in the truth, you know. Like, for example, the Jewish post. It's true. Like, whether you like it or not, it's true. Like, Joburg Jews have this thick accent, nasally. They took out their nose. You know, that's how they talk. It's truth, you know? And that's why I think, also, South Africans just have a wicked sense of humor, you know? We're not like other countries where if you do make a joke about the truth, they still get, you know, uptight. Like, yeah. We can laugh at ourselves, every culture, every background.
You can and you can't. I mean, I've seen some guys do it, some white guys do it on, say, YouTube videos, and it's cringeworthy. It's cringeworthy when they try and be black and you just think, oh, my goodness me, guys, there's 300 years of history here. What are you doing? And if you're going to do it properly. Do it like Nick Rabinowitz. If you're going to do it like, you know how to do it. But sometimes, and I don't know where that line is, that difference between cringeworthy and really funny, and you seem to have found it. So you say it's because you're being truthful.
Yeah, no, you gotta be, obviously with jokes we do try to exaggerate, but I think some people go overboard, you know? Yeah, and you're right, that line is, it's a very sensitive line, you know, like, I also sometimes... Like,
are you putting on an accent? Are you putting on an accent? I think you're playing me here. Are you putting on an accent?
No, this is me.
Lan. Seriously, talk about the Lan.
This is my accent, Lan. I wish I came to the studio so you could hear it for yourself.
You said you'd be true. I actually had a feeling. I don't know why. I thought you were living in Cape Town. I don't know. There was that video of you. The gym video of running along Camps Bay Beach and how wonderful and how marvelous. And I thought, now why would he have swapped a run along Camps Bay Beach for like a parking lot, potholes, and crime? Like why? Clearly you have.
Who knows? Maybe I'm sick in the head. I just love crime, man.
What's your story?
That's Joburg is actually. Joburg is, I feel like Joburg is are like psychopaths who love chaos, you know? Because a lot of them can afford to move to Cape Town, but then they decide to stay, which is quite funny.
What's your take on that? I mean, do you think that it's this little bit of white colonial Africa that's hooked onto the bottom of the continent of Africa, or do you feel kind of comfortable there? What's your story, Cape Town versus Joburg?
I do feel... I guess maybe because I'm a bit of an anomaly, like I do feel comfortable there. Maybe because, again, I grew up in a very like white dominant area. In class, I was like, there was only two black kids entire the whole school, maybe like five. And it was mostly like the cleaners, you know, so it's like you couldn't really count them. So I do feel comfortable in Cape Town. But I guess it's a thing of culture, you know. I think a lot of people don't realize that. They love to do this thing where they think whites in South Africa are like Europeans, and they're like, and it's like, no, white South Africans and Europeans are totally different.
100%.
White South Africans are the only white people on the planet that will smile at strangers. You go to Europe, those people don't smile. I don't know what it is about those 100%. People.
100%. No, you pretend you don't see them. That's what you do.
No, you don't exist. So I feel comfortable in both areas, and I don't think, what is it? Western Cape is this colonial thing. I just think that the people in the Western Cape are a bit paranoid. I feel like they are white South Africans that don't want to leave South Africa, you know, but kind of want it to be this perfect haven, you know. And I feel like the white South Africans in Joburg, they're the ones that just, it is what it is. It is what it is. They said they're fixing the roads, but they spent 100 million rand, and I still see the same potholes. But you know what? Let's keep it moving. 100%, you know, so that's the difference.
100%. I'm listening to you talk. I'm loving the way you say South Africa. I mean, you know, it's all very well to say that I'm Jewish, but you're doing a good job on South Africa there. Half the words just fallen away.
Yeah, no, you are South African. Like you know, it's funny. People don't realize this, but even because, like, again, it goes back to that. White South Africans are more like African, like they are as African as the rest of us. Because when white South Africans leave and like migrate, they don't just blend in because they have the same skin color as everyone. The culture shock for them as well is the same.
100%.
Like people just don't get that. Even the South African Jews, like, you know, just because they have a Jewish background doesn't mean if they go to Israel or go to any other place where there's a lot of Jewish people that they're just going to blend in. It's not the same. It's not.
Troy, we're out of time. I'm going to have to leave it there. That was delightful, man. Just quickly, where can you be followed or found or watched?
So Troy Shepherds, Instagram, Troy Shepherds, TikTok, Troy Shepherds, YouTube, but I'm mostly on Instagram and TikTok, man. And I do have a Facebook page where I just post the same things you'll see on Instagram and TikTok. Troy Shepherds, that's where you can find me.
Troy Shepherds, that was delightful. Loved every second. Thanks for being with us on Chai FM this afternoon.
It's a pleasure. And stay Jewish, man.
I absolutely love Jewish people from Joburg, because every other Jewish person from across the world, when you ask them what they are, they will tell you, like an American, be like, yeah, my name is Daniel from New York and I'm Jewish. You hear that? Jewish. People from England. Hello, my name's Daniel. And I'm Jewish. You hear that? I'm Jewish. Even in Sea Point, Cape Town. Y'all know, my name's David. I'm Jewish. You hear that? I'm Jewish. Not in Joburg. Joburg is like, you what? No, I can't eat that. I'm Jewish. I don't know where they get it. I'm Jewish. Even the woman. I'm Jewish. I'm Jewish. I don't know how they came about the pronunciation Jewish. They don't say Jewish. They say Jewish. No, I'm Jewish. No, it's not Kasha. No, you didn't know. Nah, I'm Jewish. I'm Jewish. The Jewish. Every other country, Jewish. Joburgers. I'm Jewish. Yeah.